Pretty big news in Milford. They are putting the brakes on plans to expand its network of Flock license plate reader cameras. The city has enacted a moratorium while officials take a closer look at privacy concerns, data collection, and how the technology is actually being used. Again, the pause is kind of giving the city time to consider what rules should be governing the cameras moving forward. And actually, later this week, the police chief already announced he's going to be doing a city meeting with just residents from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Parsons Auditorium here in Milford to not only talk about and hear their concerns, but also differentiate license plate reader cameras and speed and red light cameras because they are different. But I wanted to be able to talk a little bit more about this with the Board of Aldermen. And specifically, we have Alderman Andy Fowler here. And this has been honestly an ongoing debate in Milford, quite frankly, since they announced they were having license plate readers put in August of 2025. So, Andy Fowler, yeah. I want to thank you so much for coming in studio and having this conversation. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing very well, and it's this is a very important topic, and I hope I can shed some more light about where we've gone and where we might be going with
this. I mean, let's talk about that because, again, I do want to stress that Milford in particular, I think, has been voicing concerns since the cameras were put into place in our city in August of last year. And it is interesting to me, dare I say a bit political, that we are now starting to see calls from the governor, even calls from Senator Maroney in Milford saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe we need to pause this.
Yeah.
But Milford was on top of this, I think, right from the get. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the I guess the history goes back a little bit, even further than that, where it was presented to the Board of Aldermen, I want to say in like November 2024, about installing speed cameras and red light cameras at certain locations because the police chief, I mean, rightly so, a lot of people are speeding and it creates public safety on the roads. And it's like, this is a mechanism by which we can do that.
But that was Vision Zero you're talking about. You're talking about slowing down the speeds, not license plate readers.
I guess I'm talking more about the speed cameras.
Got
because
it.
I think that is what has caused a lot of discussion about
hysteria,
Flock cameras and LPRs and so on. So that happened around late 2024.
Sure, there's that
some
makes
public,
sense.
Public forums about it, and then by March 2025, the Board of Aldermen voted for to install the cameras, and it was myself and Wynn Smith Jr., not Wynn Smith III, because there are two Wynn Smiths on the Board of Aldermen. At the time, we voted no because, rightly so, I'm very suspicious about cameras being everywhere. I just had some privacy concerns at the time and surveillance. I just, as a history major, I'm like, okay, there's how many governments have used surveillance to, look after their citizens? Maybe wrongly, and I thought of even China, who has used cameras and surveillance to persecute religious minorities there. So, and its own citizens. So, I guess I've just always been a bit like whatever can go wrong might go wrong, and so I always err on the side of caution in my political voting. People might not agree with that, but that's how I view government very suspiciously, I think. So, but it was around when the program started to a couple months ago. There was a lot of concerns because I think for a lot of people, it might have been the first time that they heard about these speed cameras going up.
Hmm.
And then that just opened the floodgates to, there's even more cameras like around. Like,
there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, what data is being collected? Am I like, you could track me throughout the city where if I ever go out, like, who's retaining this data? Can it be breached, et cetera, et cetera? And I think a lot of this has been, the advocacy, if you will, at least in Milford, has been done by DFLOC Milford with Sarah Wood, has come to the who's a resident.
Yep, we've had Sarah on the show.
Oh, so she's been championing this in Milford. So that's but it's just interesting to see in my time in government as a government elected official. So I was on the Board of Ed for since 2019-ish to now, The flock cameras and LPRs and speed cameras has been like the most hot button issue, I think. Like, how many people have come out to talk about it?
How many people
have reached out to me about it? This is really, I think, engaged a lot of localism, which I think is very important. I think too often we're focused on national politics where we forget what's going on in our backyard, which is the most important.
I totally agree. And again, we've got Alderman Andy Fowler here from the city of Milford, and we're talking about, honestly, and I say this, Andy, because I do think there's a lot of confusion. We're talking about multiple types of cameras.
Yeah.
So speed and red light cameras.
Yeah.
I do put that in one bucket. I know there's some controversy around the way I do this, but I promise there's a reason I do this. But speed and red light cameras in one bucket.
Mm-hmm.
License plate readers, I think, in another bucket. And then honestly, I put flock in one too, and here's why. My question for you is, do you think there would be such hysteria? Because I've confirmed with the DOT, this is why I separate LPRs and the speed and red light. Flock has nothing to do with the speed and red light cameras. My understanding from the DOT is there is not one municipality that has gotten clearance on their speed and red light cameras that is using flock.
Yep.
So I separate them because I do think flock is a huge problem here with the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if you had a local vendor, or you even had the, and again, I don't know how much money that would be, but let's just say hypothetically, if the police were the ones who were saying, hey, we have this technology like they used to on the backs of their cars in the late 2010s, which were license plate readers, but now they're putting them in certain areas that the public is aware of it, maybe even signs off on it, would there be more openness to license plate reader fixtures in the city?
I guess you could make that argument just to flip it. Like, you know, the speed cameras did go through the proper channels. Like, it was presented by the police chief to the Board of Aldermen, who's elected by the people, and the Board of Aldermen at that time voted for it. So I think it comes to a question that you have to question then, like, all right, why did people vote the way they voted? And maybe it was for, you know, good intentions, and I don't doubt that. And even prior to that, there was the public forums about from the police chief of like, okay, where were these? I'm talking about speed cameras right now. Just like, where would these go, et cetera. The thing is that this did kind of go through the civil process, if you will.
I think the speed cameras did. I don't know if they did with license plate readers, though.
The history, to be quite honest, is a little bit more murky on. But I know the police chief talked about how after 9/11, the federal government came in and said gave aid to towns to install cameras because, again, after that, after 9/11, there was a lot of. We lived it.
We lived it, sure.
The sort of hysteria and just need for public safety, but. Throughout all this, like, what's the greater public safety? To me, it's your privacy. It's being not monitored by the government 24/7 or feeling like you might be 24/7. And I get, like, you know, what is the priority? Is it safety on the road, or is it your privacy? To me, it's privacy, because that comes to just a philosophical view of how government should be run and how people should people. It's sort of the old like Ronald Reagan-ism of the worst words in the dictionary are "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." And this is maybe an instance of that, to me, at least personally.
We are chatting with Milford Alderman Andy Fowler and the ongoing debates in Milford about automated license plate readers. And again, this is a conversation happening in many communities across Connecticut. And I think it's important, as you've been doing, Andy, and I thank you for that, separating speed cameras, license plate readers, because they are different.
Yeah.
You know, you asked the question before, which is more important? I don't want to put words in your mouth. But you were saying safety or privacy?
Yeah. Like, what is the greater public safety? Is it your privacy or, safety on the road and or out and about? And for me, I think the founding fathers would say that it is your privacy. They envisioned self-government, limited government, and a government checked by its people, which I think you're seeing it in full force right now with people coming out and saying, like, hey, we don't, like, this has been going on behind the scenes, or it feels like it's been going on behind the scenes for a while. Now we've been woken up to the fact that that there are so many cameras and that there's you're on camera, I don't know by how much. And I've heard the argument before. It's like, well, you have your phone around you. You know, it's always recording your voice. It's the camera's always on. You know, it's like, what's the difference? There's how many people have collected your data? And my thought to that is that you actually opt into that. You're like, you don't need to buy a phone.
Sure, like if you're on social media, you opt into, absolutely, and I agree with you. My only concern here, Andy, is from a law enforcement standpoint, I do think, and again, I'm not a cop, but I think the thing that concerns me is from a reporter standpoint, we do see more and more of these situations of the person who is pumping their car with gas and somebody takes off with the car. And I think we're, and again, even the cars that are left in the driveway and are taken. I guess my thing that I worry about is that we sometimes are just taking more and more tools away from the police, and I worry about that. Yeah. I do worry about that, honestly. I get the privacy, and I'm with you, but I also know, you know, if my kid's in the backseat of a car, which again, I shouldn't be leaving him in a car. I get it. But if I have my car running in my driveway and it's like, hey, Chase, get in the car. I'll be right there. And somebody comes and takes my car in my own driveway. I don't want to hope to God that a license plate reader on the back of the cop car that they're in charge of catches the license plate. I'd rather know that the ones that are fixated in certain areas are what's going to catch him in 15 minutes.
Right.
So I guess where's the middle ground here? Because I don't think Milford's saying, hey, get rid of them altogether, or maybe they are.
Yeah.
But I think where do you reach that line where you do, I do value public safety.
Yeah.
I love my privacy, but I also do value the public safety aspect, and I worry about that.
Yeah, and I don't want to undermine the public safety element. And because, you know, a civilization that doesn't feel secure at the same time is sort of doomed to fall apart.
Dare I say anarchy? Right, right. You know,
you do need law and order. It's important, and we want to protect our police, including their lives, going out about. And I know the police union issued a statement to that point. But I think what is healthy about this process right now is that that there is an opportunity for people to come out and speak, and to try to find that middle ground, because right now it's clearly not working when you see a Democrat, a Republican, and maybe a Democratic Socialist walk into an alderman meeting and all say,
everybody
what
agrees.
What is going on with these cameras? So it's like, okay, this is how governments should respond. It's like, okay, let's get the voice of the people and try to find public safety the best way that we can. And that, you know, that obviously stops criminals and protects our streets, but also, again, that goes back to protect privacy and for people to live a good, safe, and comfortable life here in Milford.
But that's why I go back to my question earlier, Andy, which is if Flock wasn't in the equation, or if it was a local company, or if it was even the police who were in charge of those cameras solely, and it's, you know, and even the idea of where the cameras are. So one thing I've heard from people is I don't love the fact that there's a camera that is facing my neighborhood and can look into my home, or is facing a child's playground, or is facing the parking lot of a church. Why would that be?
Right.
Well, if we have to clear where those cameras are, why would police put them there? Help me to understand this. Would that make it better? Having the public, much like the speed enforcement cameras, if you had those meetings of, oh, that's where they're going. Why are they going there? Can we push back on that? Can we fix that? But also understanding who is in charge of the cameras. Again, if Flock was not in the equation, do you think that would be a middle ground?
Yeah, I think that's maybe what you're going to see coming out of this forum that's happening on Wednesday, and maybe the alderman special meeting on the 27th. Because what the Republicans were calling for a few weeks ago is a temporary pause to really try to reassess what is going on. Get a comprehensive review, see where these cameras are, what data is collected, et cetera, because, again, I don't, you know, I'm an elected official. I don't know where all these cameras are, but it would be, and I'm, maybe I should, but I don't, but it's being humble about it, or at least trying to be.
No, but I appreciate
but
that.
But the point, point is that, like, we should know where
we should know.
We should know where these things are, and because I think it would just be a lot when you're aware of something, you're not as scared, right? You know, I think that would be good for people to know where these cameras are. But again, the other side of it is the data collection, which, again, right now, again, going back to the speed cameras, it's the data is collected for about, restored for about 30 days, and then it's deleted. But I think you and I both know that data is never actually, like, deleted. It's never, like, gone forever, right? You could still access it. So there is still some concerns that I have with, God forbid that things get out or data is breached, et cetera, because how many pieces of mail have I gotten, or just people that I know, it's like, oh, your data has been breached by your health insurance. It's like, oh, and they send you a letter in the mail. It's like, oh, great.
Right. that's the world we live in.
Are,
absolutely.
These are, you know, private companies that, you know, invest in these things. And that's why there's maybe a different philosophical argument or conversation that we could get into with how data has become a commodity, which is, I think, wrong.
Yeah.
But again, to go back to your point, I think it would ease a lot of people's minds to know where the cameras are and have a discussion with the police and a local alderman about, where these cameras should go and reservations about where current cameras are.
Yeah.
And so I think this is very healthy, and it goes to show that localism is alive and well, and I hope more people get back and reengage with what's happening in their local town.
I totally agree. Andy Fowler, again, an alderman right here in Milford. I thank you so much for having this very local conversation here on WACC.
Well, thank you very much for having me. This is fun.
You're very welcome. And we certainly are going to keep an eye on what happens in Milford and certainly other towns and cities across Connecticut having very similar conversations right now about the license plate readers right here on WACC.